This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Research. Yeah. The year Syracuse made the run to the Final Four, they were the last team in sans play-ins. Okay. So they just made it. Okay. And
They were an 11.
And they went on and made the Final Four. Now, two play-in teams have made the Final Four.
Yeah.
2010-2011 VCU was a play-in team.
And, Shaka smart.
And they beat Georgetown, Purdue, Florida State,
Kansas.
And then lost to Butler in the Final Four.
I remember that.
And then I do remember this run, but I don't remember them being a play-in. But 2020, UCLA.
Yeah.
Was a play-in.
2021.
Yeah, 20.
Because they didn't have a tournament.
Yeah, 2020-2021. It's the 2020 season into the 2021.
Yeah, Mick Cronin.
Because I do remember they beat BYU in the first round, who was a sixth seed, and then they got Abilene Christian, Alabama, Michigan, and they lost in OT to Gonzaga. So we have had two teams, and then there's been a bunch that have made other runs. So yes, I mean, almost every year, one of these play-in teams has made some kind of noise.
Well, I don't root for North Carolina. But I'm kind of rooting for them to beat San Diego State now and shut all these people up and go on a run.
Yeah. Well, remember, Florida Atlantic beat Purdue, who was that was the second 16 versus one of all time, too.
Do you remember who UConn beat in the final last year?
UConn beat
Zach Edey and Purdue, right?
Yeah, Purdue.
Yep.
Because that was the year after Purdue got bounced as a one seed.
Right.
Yep. They made it all the way to the final.
Yeah. And I remember everyone was laughing at Purdue, and then Purdue came back and gave everyone the Scrooge.
Yeah, they almost did the Virginia, where it was the lose to a 16 and come back and win the whole thing the next year.
Yeah. Except UConn was quite good. So
very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not quite as good this year.
Well, it turns out losing, you know, to what top, what was Klingon, 7 or 8?
Klingon was seven?
Because Castle went in the top five and then Klingon after that. So turns out losing two of the top, I don't know, seven players in the NBA draft, yeah, that hurts a
little bit. Your program.
Yeah.
So UConn's won the last two, Kansas before that and Baylor before that. Mm-hmm. And then we had COVID. So then,
oh, yeah.
You know,
that's a no counties.
But the SEC getting a lot of love today.
14 teams, right?
They have 14 of their 16 teams in the tournament.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's nuts.
That's pretty.
I mean, imagine finishing 14th out of 16 in your league and making the field.
Well, I remember talking like halfway through the year, people were saying that this SEC conference might be the single best year for a conference in the history of the NCAA.
It's nasty.
Yeah, they were just.
So the team that finished 14th and made the tournament is Texas.
Yeah.
And they are going to play first four. They play Xavier either tomorrow or Wednesday.
And that was another one we were watching. Texas had that bananas game against A&M, right? And they were like, hey, that could be, you know, that could be Texas head on the plate. And much like North Carolina, even in a loss, they felt that they had done enough to get in.
They also have 6 of the top 16 seeds in the field.
Yes.
That said, I will say that I feel that there are a couple of SEC teams that
You're a little overrated?
Yeah, they're overrated because they're in that league.
Sure.
And well, maybe they won a few home games, like upset a team at home. Like Oklahoma, for example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
and Vanderbilt's another one.
Like, I haven't seen Arkansas play, but Kansas, who I have seen play a bunch, who's extremely inconsistent. Like, Kansas is the seventh seed, and they're playing Arkansas.
That's a fun little matchup.
Like, is
good game.
You know, is that one of those that you give the benefit of the doubt to the blue blood, or do you give it to the team from the conference that was just a nut punch all year?
I got to tell you, I don't have a real good feel for it.
Yeah.
Because... one, Kansas, they kind of kept it on the rails, even though it looked to be off the rails. Like, they're just limited. I mean, they're good, and Bill Self is a good coach, and they play their ass off, and they can play defense. But they have they don't shoot. They have no real offense unless they get a matchup where Hunter Dickinson, who's 7 feet, can just feast. And even then, he'll brick half his shots. But Arkansas is weird because they've had a couple injuries lately, and I think they're getting Boogie Flan back for this game, and he's like an NBA prospect. Yeah. He's been out, so and you got John Calipari, so that's a juicy little matchup.
Well, and I saw too. I was just kind of going through, and I mean, like, to be honest, we watch a lot of Big 12 basketball in here because Kansas and BYU. I catch more Big 10 basketball than I do SEC basketball because I try to keep an eye on the Ducks. But there's a lot of teams, especially in the Big 10, that just don't shoot the ball very well. And then, like, kind of looking around, sounds like that's like a St. John's thing. Like, they don't shoot the ball very well. There's a lot of teams that are high seeds that just play defense and don't shoot particularly well. And that can lead to some funky things because if you're a defensive team that really can't play from behind and you get one of these little small ball teams that run around and just jack threes, and you get a team that gets hot, they just bury you.
Yep.
And you just have the inability to come from behind. And that's Oregon. Like, when Oregon isn't hitting threes, dude, their offense can look dreadful. I mean, outside of Biddle, you know, we've seen these games where Shellstad goes cold and, you know, he has an 0-for-7 night from behind the arc. And all of a sudden, Oregon's offense just looks dreadful. And that's like half of college basketball, which is why it's hard to pick these things. It comes down to matchup and style of play. And, you know, again, who just can get hot and hit shots?
Yeah, making threes is a big one. And how the hell you predict that?
Yeah.
You know.
I couldn't, you know.
I mean, you could bet on all the good three-point shooting teams, but they can go ice cold, too. It's college basketball.
Well, and like I've seen, the best team that I've seen play, and again, I'm probably biased because I watched both of these games. I watched Houston, and I think BYU is a pretty good team. It's probably the best BYU team that I've seen. And Houston has absolutely annihilated them. And I mean, beat them by 31 and like 20, but both of those games, they just beat the living hell out of them. And then you always hear that in the NCAA tournament that they call games a little bit closer, right? They don't let teams just beat you up. And so when I watch Houston, they just seem scary athletic to me. But it also, as I've watched them, I'm like, dude, they get away with just beating the living crap out of you. And if we start blowing whistles and we don't let Houston get up in your jock, you know, all of a sudden, does Houston become what I think is the best team I saw? You want to ride this jock? Let's go. And then does Houston just become a team that's ripe to get picked off by someone that can get up and down the floor and not let him get into that half court grinded out game?
Yeah, I was going to, I'll present this to you next, but I went back and looked because it feels like there have just been a lot of, because, you know, we for the last handful of years, the theme has been parity in college basketball, right? Parity. Like last year, NC State was an 11 seed. They made the Final Four. So do you remember that?
I do remember that. And I tell you, the only reason I remember that is because I went through and looked at last year's.
Do knew that. You kind of have to remind yourself.
And I will say that this was on Sunday. I was like, oh, North Carolina State was in the Final Four.
Well, I went through and looked because I feel like, is in my head, I feel like this is a very top-heavy field where the best teams, like the Houstons and the Floridas and the Dukes, are seriously legit to the point where we might just get... this might just be a chalky-ass tournament. So then I was like, well, does that really ever happen? Especially lately. And I went back and I looked at how many years in a row we have had a 5-seed or worse in the Final Four. And I have that for you.
Ooh.
So the next segment will be Roppy Brackets.
Oh, I love it.
Bringing some heat.
Dude, these brackets have my bracket pants so tight.
I love the brackets. I mean, the brackets, that's the fun thing about the brackets is you don't really have to have watched everything. You just, there's a lot of information, stats. There's just a lot of different angles on this tournament that you can take.
Sure.
where it's, you know, I mean.
I'm with you. I like reading about, because again, I didn't watch Drake play, but it's kind
Drake. Yeah. I did see them once.
Did you?
Yes.
Didn't see him play.
I watched him play Kansas State.
What did you think?
I thought they were excellent. And let me tell you something about them. Here's what I know about them, and I think this is right. Because this is going to be our show all week. I think. Aren't they one of the most experienced teams in all of college basketball? Don't you like experience?
Yes.
In the tournament? That's a thing?
And they're like 30-3.
Yeah.
And they play the slowest.
They're slow.
They play the slowest tempo of any team.
And they're a bunch of whiteies. But I tell you what, they were really tough. Hot. Now, not that Kansas State was any good, because they weren't. But I think Drake is like one of the, it's a bunch of old guys, you know.
Yeah.
And that you know, experience in the tournament.
Yeah, I love, it's fun to read through teams that you have no idea anything
Drake.
About them. And just from reading an article or two, you'll be like, well, I like the,
yeah.
I like this.
Well, yeah.
And I got something's on.
The beautiful thing is you do get the groupthink, and we will get to this coming up too, but there is already, I mean, dude, the brackets weren't out for 6 seconds, and a trendy 12-5 upset. Yeah. Had hit.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about this one. And we'll tell you who that is. I will give you a hint that it is not Oregon.
Oh, thank God.
Because Oregon is a 5.
Yes.
And everybody every year picks a, you know, there's always a 12-5.
Except the 6-11 has become
the new 12-5.
The new 12. And you know who everyone is picking in the 6-11?
BYU?
Yeah.
I don't see
it. But they're not picking BYU.
I know, VCU.
They're picking VCU to roll over.
I don't see it.
Roll over my boys.
All right, we'll get to all of that as Roppy Brackets is up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, calling for the ball here from Suki Brackets.
Take it, run it, baby.
Buckley Brackets. It'll be Roppy Brackets here.
Roppy Brackets in the high post. I love it. Let's go.
And so
I
looked
sorry,
at.
I want to run!
Drake. Their coach is Ben McCollum. He's in his first year there. They're 30-3. And if you look at minutes continuity, which is a thing, they rate very low. But that's because they did all the guys that he had at Northwest Missouri State.
Yeah, he brought them all, right?
They all moved to Drake. So it won't show that they've played together a lot because it's their first year technically at D1.
But they have.
They won, I guess he won 4 national titles at the Division 2 level.
Sure.
At Northwest Missouri State, and he's now Drake, and they are really well coached and really good.
It's a little bit like when our guy Scagnetti did that. He brought all those guys with him from like James Madison.
Kurt
Cignetti.
Cignetti. Yeah, he brought all the guys with him from James Madison.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Google me, bitch.
So my early thought is, man, watching Florida and watching Duke if Cooper Flagg's healthy and watching Houston and some of these elite teams, this could be all chalk. Because the I don't know if it's true, but it seems in my head that these teams are just, dude, every year the number one seeds are obviously the best teams in college basketball, but it feels to me like this year these teams are head and shoulders. Auburn is another one.
Yeah.
Those four teams right there are head and shoulders better than everyone else. Not that they can't lose, but I was just thinking, as if I'm filling out a bracket, it might be that chalky year. So a number one seed has won the NCAA tournament six of the last seven times. But as we've been talking about parity all these years here recently, I went back and looked at how often a five seed or worse is in the Final Four. And you actually have to go back 12 years to find a Final Four that had all four seeds or better in it.
Yeah, there's always someone.
12 straight.
There's always someone. I think we were talking about this over the last year or two, that like if you're playing strictly math, and like if you're saying you're taking statistical probability, I think it's you take two ones, I think you take two ones, and then you take somewhere between one, two, and five, a two seed and a five seed, and then you take one that's between like a 6 and 11. I think that statistically speaking has played out over the last handful of whatever it is, 15 tournaments or whatever. I think something like that has played out to be your Final Four.
So last year, NC State was in the Final Four. They were an 11.
Yeah.
2023 was Florida Atlantic. They were a 9. 2022 was North Carolina. They made it all the way to the final.
Yeah.
Kansas beat them. They were an 8. 2021 was that UCLA team that was in the first four.
Mm-hmm.
2020, we didn't have a tournament. 2019, Auburn was the lowest seed in the, or the highest seed, I guess you'd say, in the Final Four. They were a 5.
Yeah.
2018 was that Loyola Chicago team that was an 11. 2017 was South Carolina, and that was the year Oregon made the Final Four.
I remember that South Carolina team. Who was the was the coach that was seeing ghosts?
Yeah, his name is...
Frank Martin?
Was it Frank Martin?
Yeah, that was Frank Martin.
They were a K-State coach, too, I think.
Yeah.
They were a 7. 2016, Syracuse made it as a 10. 2015, Michigan State made it as a 7. 2014, Kentucky made it as an 8. And 2013 was the year Wichita State made it as a 9. You got to go all the way back to 2012, where we had Kentucky as a 1, Louisville as a 4, Kansas and Ohio State were 2s.
But this was the other thing, and it bared it out right there. Remember I said you pick two 1s, like a 2 through a 5, and then a 6 to an 11. You don't pick anyone above an 11. Like the,
yeah, there was not anybody above an 11, but there were three 11s.
Three 11s. That's what they were saying. That if you want, you pick one from that pool of 6 to 11, but you don't pick a 12.
You know what else I think is interesting is if you look at the teams that I just listed that were high seeds in the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's a blue blood.
Yeah.
Like North Carolina this year.
Yeah.
North Carolina an 8, UCLA 11,
Syracuse
a 10, Michigan State a 7, Kentucky an 8. Not always. Auburn was in there as a 5. So it's like I don't have the bracket in front of me,
mm-hmm.
but who is, besides North Carolina as an 11, who is a blue blood program that is just kind of having a down year but still has good players?
That's sniffing around that 8 to 11 seed. Louisville's an 8. And I've heard some people say that Louisville's pretty good.
They get to play in Lexington, which is a nice little...
They're a team with a gripe. If you look back historically of teams that were essentially like, what was it, in the AP top 10 at the end of the season, they almost always get a top 3 seed, and they got drilled all the way down to number 8 seed.
Yeah, I don't think the committee really liked the ACC all that much.
Yeah.
I will say this about Louisville. You know, they get to play in Lexington, but as an 8 seed, which is wild... Auburn better watch out if Louisville or Creighton. I mean, that's a good...
That could be wild.
I tell you what, Louisville versus Creighton as an 8-9, I think both of those teams are looking at that going, why are we on this line?
Yeah.
That's an electric
game, first round.
There's not a lot, by the way, that fit that criteria.
And by the way, both of those teams were in their conference tournament final.
Yep. Finals.
And they still got an 8-9. You know, here's another one real quick before you get back to what you're looking at. Dude, Gonzaga... They are number 9 in KenPom.
Yep.
And they are an 8 seed.
That's right where it's funny, because I said there's not a lot that fit that mold criteria, but that's another one that KenPom and some of the analytics like Gonzaga a lot more than I think most people. And Gonzaga came back and won the West Coast Conference Tournament with one of like the ugliest shooting performances known to man, and yet here they are. So again, right off Gonzaga at your own
peril. So they're number 9, like in the country, the 9th best team on KenPom, but yet they're an 8 seed.
Eight seed.
Meanwhile, Memphis is number 51 in KenPom, and they're a 5 seed.
Yeah, so Gonzaga
Gonzaga
gets Georgia, and then they would see Houston in the second round, who's a number one. Like you said, Carolina's an 11, San Diego State's an 11. They would kind of fit that mold. Other than that, there's just not a lot in there that you would...
Well, Kansas is a 7, but I can tell you they're not going to the final.
And then if you wanted to do Baylor is a 9, and Baylor would get Duke in the second round if they get by Mississippi State.
Yeah,
so,
they've got some talent.
Yeah, they got some talent. I've seen some people say that maybe if Cooper Flagg isn't 100%, Baylor could give them problems. But there's just not a lot this year
Flags!
When I'm looking between that 8 and 11 line that would fit the blue blood. The one that would probably do it that I've seen that people actually picking would be Louisville. Louisville at 8.
All right. Well, there's Roppy brackets.
Yeah.
Do we need Suki brackets coming up next?
I think we already kind of had our Suki brackets, didn't we?
Oh.
I passed you the ball.
And I scored.
Yeah. I mean, we've gone around. I was in the triple threat position. I was ready to dribble, shoot, or pass.
Wait.
More than likely dribble it off my foot, but still.
I'm open.
It's going back to you.
Send it back over here.
Let's go.
Swing it.
I've got the trendy 12-5 upset that everyone's talking about already.
Yes, because I don't like that the trendy 6-11 upset is BYU losing to VCU.
Yeah, a lot of people like VCU there.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. Richie Saunders, dude, they lost in the first round last year.
Yes.
Richie Saunders ain't bowing out in the first round.
Let's go, Richie!
It ain't happening.
Tater Tot King.
That guy will be very disappointed in my guy, Richie Saunders,
yeah,
and his headband if he goes home in the first round.
Yeah, me too. But they are saying that like VCU is... they're saying VCU is good. Like, they were dominant in conference.
But so
play.
Is BYU,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so they haven't seen Richie.
No. They haven't seen our whites. Okay. They haven't seen our whites.
Yeah, so there's a 20-12.
A 20?
A 20-12-5 upset.
I love the 20-12-5.
And we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.